Commission to receive two new appointments. pieces from Florida. I did not get the bird to the Dutch Powell and the last time I referred to the other Dutch Powell and the Powell. I would like to add what I said about him, but I remember the first. He is the first main bond
I'm
Scott with a sign. All right, well, it's all done now. Now all you have to go down is hold up your hand and say, I do, and check my phone. I'll be in California. You all get your Christmas presents. Not luck. Presidential coverings for the men. There is a seal. The seal and a coffering. It's a nice little trinket. And the same thing for the ladies, except it's a bow. There's a seal. A little bow. Well, it's not all evidence. Yeah, they're expensive, but yes, I often say only certainly it's given, so you we're so glad to see you. Hope you all have a wonderful Christmas.
My friend, Lois Smiley, the home state of California.
Oh, that's very fascinating. You were down in Los Angeles all that snow.
Oh, we live in Manhattan,
too. That's a great place. Yeah, I love it down.
Have you registered with Boyle?
Did you work with Senator Baraka?
With Russia?
And, got any company?
No.
Oh, very thank you.
You got yours? Anybody? You got yours?
Using it.
suggestion was to let this fester.
Yep. But now I'm going to tarry longer today, one.
That's fine.
And then we'll just let it sit for a bit and regroup, and we can compare notes and see where we go from here. Depending on what we get. But I hope from this interrogation comes an admission from him that he has been passing this stuff to the Joint Chiefs so that we have completed the chain. That's the missing link right now. One thing that concerns me a little bit, I met Hughes' successor this morning, and he is from the Joint Chiefs. Now, I don't know if everybody in the outfit's tainted, but that rang a bell just because I'm kind of worried about these days.
Wellander's going to have a pretty difficult time not talking to the subject matter.
That's right. Well, he's going to have to talk to him. Or that's the end of his career. I think that's his choice.
Why is Christ hurt? His son, Mitch Anderson, he knows how to work on it.
He does. He's a master.
He has more people around this government than I guess anybody has ever had. Far more than Drew Pearson ever had.
Well, he got on Pearson. He was Pearson's leader.
Yes, I know, but
he was all over the town.
He's developed a lot of...
Developed them all around.
Yeah.
I certainly would say this. I watch around and I see anybody that... He was closer to Wally Hickel than recall. I just think that... I think we better check everybody Anderson knows and talks to. I really think we better do that. You know, if we want to find out where he's at, what he believes, is that going to help us?
I'm not so sure. I think his regular sources are not a problem for us. That is, the Sapphire, if he's a source or something like that, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
It's the hidden guys like this who bootleg stuff to him that we just stumble on to occasionally. That we've got to root out. Now, I don't know how you find those people.
Have you had a report on the check back on his columns yet?
No, not yet. David may have it for me when he comes in.
Well, you say this, Wally Johnson's quite a tall.
Yes,
good. He did it. David is the one that told me he was such a great guy. Mars.
He knew about Hillstead.
Yes, so he was the best man for it.
That was a good staff. We got a lot of good guys out of that. Wally and Dean came from that staff. Santarelli.
Dean's Polis.
Yeah.
They were a great group.
That's
fast as we get them to train them, though, you take them over here.
Now, what John said, though, did he really work on the... what did he do?
He prepped these two fellows. And he wrote all of Burleska's questions, and he wrote all of the minority senators.
For all of the other 30-odd senators.
Stevens and every damn thing.
Johnson did.
Yes.
He's programmed this whole thing. He said, we're not going to have any problems with this confirmation like we've had in the past. And he just stepped in there and he took this over.
From the Justice Department?
Yeah.
That is terrific. I must tell David about him. He's sort of like...
He's a fine guy.
He's one of these guys who works in the room down in the bowels. We don't doubt if you know any doubt, but you've got to give him credit for that. He brought his name.
He has some of the best judgment of anybody I've ever seen in dealing with these ticklish questions. You know,
he,
over in the department, we get 10 to 15 letters a week from congressmen or senators that are bitching about this or bitching about that, and they want the hard answers, and he can flex this stuff. Keep them off balance, keep them happy. He's just great.
He's a hell of a good lawyer. Yeah.
Yeah. Is he a good lawyer?
Very good lawyer.
He's been working with our team on this campaign reform legislation.
In fact,
he's like that.
From the legislative liaison point of view, he's been the most effective one of all of them.
Sorry. Very good. Well, you've written him quite a long letter. Well, congratulations, which will go out today.
Well, incidentally, on this, I think you've done a marvelous job of sleuthing. This is a great job of detective work. One day we'll write it. But the point is now, and just think, John, device to, of course, clean out the Joint Chiefs operation. And third, you got to get a Henry. Now, you got to get a Henry another way, Henry. We all know it's fake leaks, tries a job, Henry, and vice versa. On the other hand, Henry is paranoid with regard to anything that comes out. He says, well, it's somebody in the state, Rogers is doing this or something. Now, we've got to the point where he's got to have it brought home to him, that he's got to look to his own shop and that it isn't, and not always assume that somebody else is doing it to him, right?
And there has to be ordered in there that security officer.
That's right, and I think we'll get Young to sit down with him, because Young knows that system so well, to sit down with a security officer and give him everything he knows, so the guy starts out ahead of the game a little bit. Now, Young is writing up a memo for your file on this whole episode. It's just the only copy there is of the whole thing. And we'll just salt that away so that you're in a position to write about it at some time. But then, Young, what we're doing here, using the crime.
Yep.
So it's a hell of a damn thing to do.
But this has been the history all through this question of espionage.
Has it?
All the way through.
Yeah. All right. Let's carry on. Since we should have a man's question. The chairman's from Cape Harbor, Washington, which is the best place in the world to live.